Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of God's Word to which we draw our attention this morning is taken from the book of Acts, the second chapter, beginning at the 42nd verse. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. This is God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. I love the internet. I despise the internet. Both true statements? Sure. All I was doing was looking for a few statistics about the charitable giving of Christians versus non-Christians. Now, eventually I found a few statistics, and we'll get to those in a minute, but did you know that there's a statistical correlation between the number of people who drown by falling into a pool and the number of films in which Nicolas Cage starred? That there's a statistical correlation between the number of people who drown after falling out of a fishing boat and the marriage rate in Kentucky. Amazing information, right? Worthless information. But back to our topic at hand, and we'll see if these statistics are any better. I was able finally to find some statistics about the charitable giving of Christians, and it said that 65% of Christians say that they give to charity, while only 56% of non-Christians do. But then what makes it even murkier is that there are rabid atheist groups who claim that those statistics are totally bogus. They say that most of the giving of the Christians is to their own churches, and so that shouldn't count as giving to charity. So who's to say what the truth is? Who's to say what statistics are useful or not? And regardless of the statistics that we can find today, we know that the Christians in the early church were very generous when it came to charitable giving. And that's because God produces charity in his people. Now, why were the early Christians so willing to help out when they saw a need? Well, really, it boiled down to something very simple. They went to church. Now, it might not have been the exact same way that we do, but it was something very close. It says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship. That means that on a regular, perhaps even on a daily basis, they gathered together and they listened to the apostles and what they taught. Or they repeated what the apostles taught. They heard all about Jesus. They heard about what he did, that he performed awesome miracles of healing people from lameness and leprosy and being paralyzed and demon-possessed and even death. That he showed his power over nature by walking on water, by stilling storms, by providing food for thousands of people with just a little bit to start with, by changing water into wine. They listened to what Jesus said, that he claimed to be the Messiah, the Savior who was promised by God from the time of man's sin in the garden. That he came to show the love of his Father to the world. That he came to give forgiveness to people and not condemnation. That only through him would people be able to go to heaven. Now, this was before the Gospels, as we know them, were written down. But the content was the same. The content was all about Jesus. It's the same as what we read and hear today in the Gospels. It also says that the people devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. Now, this was not just your average potluck. More than likely, and perhaps very often, this included the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper in which Jesus gives us his very body and blood to eat and drink. This simple meal through which our faith is strengthened and our souls are given rest. This banquet that is a foretaste of the heavenly banquet that someday we'll enjoy with our Lord and with the saints who have gone before us. All of these things, the message of Jesus, the supper that he instituted, they were vitally important to the lives of the early Christians, and that's why they devoted themselves to them. They needed to make them a priority because that's how their faith in Jesus, their trust in Jesus, was kept strong. And their faith showed itself in loving actions. Now, I seriously doubt that these people started off any different from you and me. That is, they were selfish. They wanted to hang on to what they had. They wanted to live as comfortable a life as possible. Doesn't that describe us? Could you give up things that you have? Could you give up your car, your computer, your phone, your closet full of clothes, your checking account? What would it take for you to be willing to part with some, maybe even all, of what you have? What did it take for those early Christians to be willing to sell all their things and be willing to share it with anyone who needed it? Well, this amazing generosity didn't come naturally. By nature, we're not wanting to share. Think of a 2 or 3 year old. What's one of their favorite words? Mine. And that really hasn't changed for us. We haven't outgrown that. There's even the joke about the man who got married and he told his new bride, "Oh, darling, now what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine." But God changed the hearts of those Christians, those early Christians, from being selfish to selfless. They realized that they needed to reflect the love of their Heavenly Father, who had given up everything that he had, his one and only Son, so that their sins would be forgiven. His forgiveness of their sins, forgiveness brought about through Jesus' death on the cross, transformed them so that they made sacrifices of their own. Now, don't misunderstand the situation of those early Christians. They didn't adopt a communist mindset where no one really owned anything and therefore no one was really motivated to work. When it says that they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need, it means that when one of the brothers or sisters had need, when they were on hard times, they needed financial support. And so that means that the early Christians were willing to sell whatever they had to do, whatever they had to sell in order to help them. Didn't matter if it took everything that they had, they were so compelled to help their brother or sister that they were willing to part with everything. They took care of each other. They showed their love for each other in that tangible way. Now, this is somewhat of a foreign concept to us. Ever since the government has been the primary means of taking care of the needy, the role of the church in helping out people financially really has decreased. Now, sure, there are those special times when we take up a special offering for some sort of an emergency or a crisis situation, but generally, we don't consider it our job to watch out for each other. That's the responsibility of someone else. Is it time to change that mindset? What if we, each one of us, were to pay more attention to the needs of those around us, our neighbors, our friends, our roommates, our family members? What if we were to let Christ's self-sacrificing love move us to be willing to help when we see a sister or brother who is in need? What if we were to care less about the things that are mine and be willing to give up some or even all of what we have so that someone else might have food on their table. That's a lot of what ifs. And I'm definitely not advocating that everyone go out right after chapel and list everything you own on eBay or Craigslist and sell it all and give it all to the poor. I'm simply encouraging you to be aware. Pay attention to those around you so that you can help when help is needed. Don't be so attached to your worldly goods because they are just that. They are worldly. They are not going to last. And when you do share what you have with someone else, you're really sharing sharing the love of Christ, your Savior, who sacrificed everything for you. Amen. Please rise. Let us join in praying the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.